This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Facebook thinks it might have revolutionized messaging. Did they? Rafe Needleman from CNET, one of my old stomping grounds, has the inside dope. He's been playing with it all day. So, Rafe, is this email? Is it better than email?
Well, for Facebook users, this is a very useful feature. This gives you a place to have all your Facebook private messages, all your text chats, and all the IM or the SMS messages that you've been sending from within Facebook in one place and with a history. So every discussion that you have with an individual, you have the whole lineup of that discussion right there in front of you. So for Facebook messaging, this is a big improvement over what they've had before.
So, for example, Gmail ended up, really pushing threaded messaging all into one line, and that was a nice kind of user experience for a lot of people, and a lot of folks found Gmail very useful that way. Is this going to be enough of a feature where people start to make this their primary messaging platform?
This is not really email in the same way that you and I are used to talking about email. One of the key things that Facebook wanted to do with this is simplify the whole process of sending email, make it more informal, and by that they mean faster. So one of the things they've stripped out here is the whole concept of the subject. The subject in a Facebook message is the two people who are talking. And other than that, there is no subject. So everything that we say to each other in a Facebook message goes into one big long conversation. The idea that we could spin off and have a conversation about topic A or, and then start another thread about topic B, that's not part of Facebook message. It's all one long discussion.
So what if I change my mind about somebody during the topic that I'm having? So say, for example, I didn't really like you about 6 months ago, but now I kind of like you. So maybe I said some horrible things in the past, but is that going to follow our conversation forever?
Yes, it is. Now, you can set messages as there's some way to set them off the record, and you can also take a message and move it out of your inbox so it doesn't nag you all the time and remind you of the terrible things that you've said. But as I said, the idea here is that the two people are the subject, and however that relationship moves or evolves, that stays with that relationship, that subject, as long as they're both in Facebook.
So the relationship is the conversation.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
And then what about the social history, or I should say, this the social inbox business, a glorified spam filter, glorified priority inbox?
It is very much a priority inbox. I mean, Gmail just launched the thing where it tries to figure out who is most important to you and take messages from those people and put them at the top in a special bin above your regular inbox. Facebook's take on that feature, and these are both anti-spam features, and they're both very important. Facebook's take is to show messages from people who are in your Facebook network of friends in your inbox of messages. And everything else, invitations, messages from the outside world, because now we all have @facebook.com email addresses, or will when this thing is fully rolled out. All other conversations like that go into the other box. And if you want, you can elevate messages from the other box, and they'll show up in your inbox. But by default, the only messages that you see, the first ones that you see, are people who Facebook knows you know and who you consider Facebook friends.
So it's interesting. Now, if I've got a Facebook.com address, I wonder, actually, I guess one of my simple measures is going to be how many people actually start writing me and how many times Facebook.com shows up in my email inbox. But the Facebook.com thing seems to be a way to launch into all other existing email systems.
Yes. I mean, if you're on any other email system, you can send a message now to somebody on Facebook to their first name, last name, whatever their user ID is @Facebook.com, and they will get it in their other inbox until they elevate that into their messages. But And likewise, from within Facebook, you can now send an email directly out to somebody else on another email system. So it has a virality quotient to it, not that Facebook needs more growth, but now anybody, you can, theoretically, use Facebook as your email system. If you wanted to do that, Facebook now makes that possible.
All right. Rafe Needleman, it is good to be friends with you on Facebook and friends with you in real life. Thanks so much for joining us.
Likewise. Thank you.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.